Sahana bhunaktu saha viryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai om shanti 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 gurur brahma gurur vishnu Gurudevo Maheshwarah Gururev Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram Ya praptate palam karma kim param karma tajjadam kriti mahodato patan karanam palam asaswatam gati nirodakam ishwararpitam nichaya kritam citta sodakam mukti sadakam Kaya Vangmana Karyamuttamam Pujanam Japa Chintanam Krama Jagataishadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Deva Pujanam Uttamastavad Uchamandata Chittajam Japa Dhyanamut Achyudharaya Sruta Sasamam Sarala Chintanam Viralata Param Veda Bhavana Sohamityasau Bhavana Vida Pavani Mata Bhava Sunyasad Bhava Sustiti Bhavanavalat Bhakti Uttama Rissale Mana Swastata Kriya Bhakti Yoga Bodhascha Nischitam Vayurodhanat Liyate Mana Jalapachivat Rodhasadhanam Chitta Vayava Chitkriyayuta Sakayodvai Sakti Mulaka Levinasane Ubayarodhane Legatam Puna Bhavati Nomritam Pranabandhana Lina Manasam Eka Chintana Samityada Manasaut Krishna Yogina Kritamastikim Swastitanyata Drishyavaritam Chittamatmana Chitvadarsanam Tatvadarsanam Manasam Tukim Margane Krite Naiva Manasam Marga Arjava
Vrittayasvaham Vrittimasritaha
Vrittayo Mano Vidyaham Mana अहमायं कुतो भवति चिन्मत ऐपतत्यहं दिव्यविचारणम् आमिनाशभाजमां तया स्फुरतिरित्स्वयं परमपूर्णसत् इदमहं पदाभिख्यमन्वहम् आमिलीनके अप्रलतया विग्रहेन्द्रियप्राणदीतम नाहमेकस तज्जडमस सत्त्ववासिका चित्कवेतरा सत्तया हि चेच्चित्तया ह्ययम् ईश जीवयो वेशदीविदा सत्स्वभावतो वस्तुकेवम् वेशहानत स्वात्मदर्शनम् ईशदर्शनम् स्वात्मरूपतः आत्मसंस्थिति स्वात्मदर्शनम् आत्मनिर्द्वयात् आत्मनिष्ठता ज्ञानवर्जिता ज्ञानहीन चेत् ज्ञानमस्ति किम् ज्ञातुमन्तरम्
ज्ञानवर्जिता
ज्ञानहीन चित् ज्ञानमस्ति किम् ज्ञातुमन्तरम्. Now someone say that I don't want self-realization or God-realization. I want knowledge of self. In verse number 27, Raman Maharshi says, okay, now you analyze again, inquire your own experiences. Then you will find there are two things. I know few things and I don't know many things. So ignorance of the worldly things are much, much more than what I know. I know a little bit of the world. Major part of the world, I don't know. This I don't know can become I know. I am ignorant of French. If I learn French, I become knowledgeable of French. And what I know, I may become ignorant also. How? I may forget it, or whatever talent I have got, that has become obsolete. In the IT industry, you find very quickly the things become obsolete. Somebody has made a research and it has become obsolete. You say, find out that knowledge which will never become ignorant. All other worldly knowledges, sometimes you know, sometimes you don't know. Known becomes unknown, unknown becomes known. What is the validity of this knowledge? Find out that knowledge which once known, you can never become or make it unknown. Never, never you can become it. It is said, knowledge of consciousness can never turn into avidya or ignorance again. Raman Maharshi says, Jnana Varjita, without knowledge of the objects, Ajnana Heenata, without the ignorance of the object, what remains? These both are thought at the mental level. Knowledge of the objects of the world also is a vritti, is a thought. And I don't know, that also is a thought. So both are thought. Find out this knowing and not knowing, who is illuminating? Both these vrittis are illumined by consciousness. So find out that consciousness. Then he says, asti kim gyatum antaram? What else is to be known? If you come to know who is illuminating both this known and unknown about the objects of the world, I know English, who is illuminating this thought? I don't know French, who is illuminating this thought? Find out the source, and that source never changes. The consciousness never changes. When a dreamer wakes up, he finds the whole dream world is false. We also have to wake up from this waking state, which according to our scripture and all Mahatma, this also is a dream. As we see in the dream, we think each and everything is real at that time in the dream. Even if the guru comes there and tells you this is a dream, you will not accept. No, this is real, I am enjoying, I am suffering, whatever it is real. Similarly, this waking state is also a dream. This is a dream of say 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. But there in the dream, within 1.5 minute or 2 minute, you see 1,000 years projected at one time. So when you come out of this dream, this waking state dream, when will you come out? When you come to know the consciousness, you will be out of this dream. From that standpoint, you will find this is dream. Why do you are dreaming? You find it is real. This also is a dream. Waking state is also a dream. That means in this dream, you are seeing a second dream. If we take this waking state is also a dream, then you are again dreaming in the night. That is a dream within a dream. So dream number one, you are already in dream. You are seeing another dream, that is dream number two. When you come out from the dream number two to dream number one, you say that dream number two is false. When you come out from the dream number one, when you come to the God conscious state, you will find dream number one is also false. So we have to know that consciousness. That real knowledge is never lost. Once you become that means you are that. Only knowledge is required. Nothing else is required. No action is required. This consciousness illumines all object, emotions and thought. Raman Maharshiji is taking us beyond mind. All these thoughts are at mind level. We are at present at the mind level, but Raman Maharshiji is taking us beyond mind. What is beyond mind? Consciousness. And what is the formula? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought. So you reach to the consciousness. Roadmap now you know. Now you have to walk on that road. Next person.
Kim swarupamit atma darshane.
Abhayabhava purnachit sukham.
Kim swarupamit atma darshane.
Kim swarupamit atma darshane.
Abhayabhava purnachit sukham.
Abhayabhava purnachit sukham.
Now someone says that I know Sat and Chit, you have already discussed. Sat is Parampurna Sat and Chit is illuminating part. The Sat and Chit are not two, it is one and same. That we have already discussed. Now somebody wants to know, what is Sukh? I want to know joy. Raman Maharshi says, okay, you inquire. Raman Maharshi's technique is always inquire. When you inquire, what will happen? Kim sarupam iti atma darsane. What will happen if you do the atma darsan? Atma darsan means the chit darsan. If you go beyond your thoughts, you will get self-realization. When the self-realization takes, you get a sukh. That sukh is the param sukh. When you reach that state, the state of consciousness, you will get joy. Very simple science behind it. We all enjoy sukh in the deep sleep. Why so? No mind, no thought. But we are ignorant about that in that state. That is why we call it pragya, prayanagya. But nothing is lost at that time in deep sleep. If you have got whatever things are there in your memory, if you are a doctor or engineer, you get up again as a doctor or engineer. Nothing is lost there. But you are not experiencing that sukh of the deep sleep. Reason? No mind, no thought. If I can do the same thing in my waking state, I am fully aware and there is no thought, there will be sukh. And this sukh, it is said, is the permanent sukh. How is that? Well, it is top class sukh. It is chit sukh. Raman Maharshi says, abhyaya na beti iti abhyaya. There is no decay in it. It's not that it is going up and down and up and down. No. You are aware of that sukh. In samadhi, you will be aware of it fully. You will enjoy it. Abhava. Abhava means na bhavati. Na bhavati iti abhava. That which is not born. Since it is not born, there is no death of it. Abhava. Hence, there is no time limit. So the time part is not limited in time. All other sukhs are, worldly sukhs are limited in time. Apurna, everywhere full, not limited in place and object. That means desh, kal, vastu, aparichinna is not limited. Kal, it was said abhava. Abhava indicates it's not limited by time. Apurna. Apurna indicates it is available at all places and is not limited by objects of the world. Apurna. Chitsukam. Chitsukam means this is conscious bliss. There is awareness that I am sukhi. It's not the deep sleep sukh of which I am ignorant. This sukh is beyond time, place and object. You don't need all these things, objects of the world or any place. Anywhere you go, it's not that if you are in India then you are suffering and when you come to America you are sukhi. No, it's not like that. Or if you get this object you are sukhi, or if you are not with that object you are dukhi. No, nothing is required. Kim sarupam, bole, inquire, start thinking. What is the nature of this? So nature is that which is not burden on us. Sukh is never burden on us. But when I am tense, when I am angry, when I am greedy, when I am sorrowful, those are all burden on us. Sukh is never burden, but the dukh is always burden on us. So long the health is perfect, we are happy. But if you put a foreign material in this, you become dukhi. Mahatma give other examples also. Like we carry a tiffin bag, it is a burden on us. But the moment we eat, it's no more burden. If we carry 500 grams of anything on our shoulder, it is burden. But we are carrying 5 kilos of head, it's not burden. Not burden on us. That is our nature. And a realized person, he is always in his own nature. He is in sat svabhav. He is in the conscious state. He is enjoying that bliss. That is why it is said in Bhaj Govindam, yoga ratova, bhoga ratova, sangha ratova, sangha bhina. Whether it is in the yoga, united with the Lord, bhoga ratova, whether he is going into the 5-star hotel. Many people say, Swamiji, you are here, 5-star hotel. Yoga ratova, bhoga ratova, whether he is with people, or without people, what is his state? Yes, Brahmani Ramane Chittam. See where his mind is. Don't see how he is present physically anywhere. His mind is always with the Lord. Nandati, nandati, nandati eva. He is enjoying, enjoying, enjoying. That's all. So what actually is to be seen of a realized person, not where he is standing, where actually his mind is, that is to be seen. So nature can be of two types. One is the essential nature, another is the acquired nature. Example, water's nature is cool, but if we heat it up, then the heat is acquired. This acquired nature, if you allow again the water, take it off from the fire, it will again come to its own nature. The acquired nature will go away. So similarly, inquire, you will find where is the happiness. We think we get the happiness from the objects of the world. Inquire. This is the Kindle Life fundamental. What is that? If a thing has got the joy content or happiness, then every time I take that, that should give me the same amount of sukh, joy. Example, if the rasogulla has got joy, suppose if we can measure that there is 2 units of joy in each rasogulla, so if I take the 50th one, that instead of giving me 2 units of joy, gives me 20 units of sorrow. So there is no joy in rasogulla. And some people may like it, some may not like it. If really the joy is there in rasogulla, then it should give joy to each and every person. If the joy is not in rasogulla, our Gurudev says, can it be in the process? If I am taking with the spoon, is the joy in the spoon? No. But I experience joy. The law of remainder says the joy is, happiness is me. We have to analyze that. Where is the happiness? Happiness is not outside, not in the object of the world. Happiness is with me. So for happiness, we don't have to run to the objects of the world. I can be happy even without the objects of the world. But that doesn't mean you will not eat or drink water. That is required to keep this body, mind and intellect. One may say, sukh is in the music or drinking or reading. Continue doing for 24 hours, see whether it is there or not. Continue dancing for 16 hours, see whether there is a sukh or not. Continue listening music for 16 hours. It's not there. It is within. A gyan of a thing may cause sorrow, even gyan of a thing can also cause you sorrow. I don't know anything, that causes me sorrow. Accept it. I don't know. But the knowledge of something also can cause you sorrow. How? I have got tumor in my stomach. Will this knowledge give you joy? Sorrow. So a gyan of a thing also can give you sorrow. But who is illuminating this? Illuminator is consciousness. So knowledge of the tumor is disturbing my mind. Who is illuminating? Consciousness. Is the consciousness disturbed? No. Consciousness is not disturbed. Why it is not disturbed? Because it has got no mind, no body, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. Not disturbed. And the examples, classic example given by Thakur Ramakrishna, a street light is illuminating a marriage procession, and after some time it is illuminating a funeral procession. Is the light affected? Light is not affected. Street light is illuminating both. The light never start dancing seeing the marriage procession. Light never starts crying seeing the funeral procession. Same way, the consciousness is also illuminating all the thoughts. But we experience the same sukh while enjoying the objects of the world as Priya, Mod and Pramod. The Shastra gives these three terms. Priya means just by thinking that my son will be coming from India, you get sukh. This is called Priya. Pleasure. Then you go to Chicago O'Hare Airport, you see him coming out of the custom, then that enjoyment is more than thinking, better than that. You have seen his coming. That is mood. Now when he comes, you hug him. That is pramod. So we super, it is the same sukh. The source of the sukh is one and the same. It is your sukh of Atman which you are superimposing on objects of the world. The source is one only. But we experience in 3 degrees, Priya, Mod and Pramod. And this whole sukh, you have heard many times, from Brahmaji to the blade of grass, past, present and future, they are all satisfied with one particle of a drop of that bliss, which a realized person enjoys. He is in the ocean of bliss. Of ocean of bliss, one drop and a particle of that one drop is sufficient for the sukha of Brahmaji to the great, to the after Pupipilka, past, present and future. So realized person's sukha is even more than Brahmaji. Because Brahmaji is satisfied only, and the realized person is in the ocean. So sat, chit, anand are not three different things, they are one and the same. Just to make us understand, we say all the things are existing sat. There is a chit, a life in that. And we get ananda also, so we say satchit ananda. But from the standpoint of Brahman, no satchit ananda. From our standing, we say it is satchit ananda. From the absolute standpoint, nothing else is there. Kuch bhi nahi hai. Now somebody says, no, ananda nahi, I want moksha. Raman Maharshi says, okay, you want moksha. Verse number 29.
Bandha muktyati tam param sukham. Bandha muktyati tam param sukham. Vindati haji जीवस्तु दैविकः विन्दतीह जीवस्तु दैविकः बन्धमुक्त्यति तं परं सुखं बन्धमुक्त्यति तं परं सुखं विन्दतीह जीवस्तु दैविकः विन्दतीह जीवस्तु दैविकः
वेदांत से जो कि यू वांट मुक्ति ओके फर्स्ट यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड बॉन्डेज व्हाट इज बॉन्डेज फर्स्ट अंडरस्टैंड बॉन्डेज देन वी कम टू द मुक्ति ये रमन महर्षि से तू दैविक जीव विंदती परम सुखम बंध मुक्ति अतीतम इह हियर इह मीन्स हियर बट तू इंडिकेट्स सम रेयर वंस कैन डू ओनली दिस थिंग हु आर दोज रेयर वंस हु कैन गेट दिस मुक्ति इट इज सेड दैविक जीव द कॉन्शियसनेस वॉज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज परम सुख इन द लास्ट वर्स इट वॉज सेड इट इज अ परम सुख विच इज अव्यय इट इज अपूर्ण अभव इट इज चित सुखम दैट वॉज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द लास्ट वर्स सो वॉट इज दिस बंधन द बंधन इट वॉज सेड इन अमृत बिंदु उपनिषद मन एव मनुष्याणाम कारणम बंध मोक्षयो बंधाय विषयासक्तम मुक्तम निर्वसनम स्मृतम व्हाट इज दिस बंधन बोले बंधन इज इन योर माइंड मुक्ति आल्सो इज इन योर माइंड नोबडी हैज बाउंड अस फिजिकली वी आर बाउंड मेंटली बोथ बंधन एंड मुक्ति आर देयर इन माइंड And what is bandhan? Well, identified with the vishay is bandhan. Identified with the object, identified with your body, mind, intellect, this is bandhan. And the moment you disidentify, you are mukta. That's all. So where is this bandhan and mukti? Raman Maharshi says, it is your ego in aham vritti. This aham vritti says, I am bound, I am liberated. So bandhan and mukti are also in mind only. They are not related to Atman. Atman is beyond mind. Now you can tell me why bandhan mukti not an Atman? No mind. Bandhan mukti is in mind because Atman has got no mind, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. So there is no bandhan and mukti. What is our bandhan? Our bandhan is vigraha, indriya, pran, dhi, tama. We are identified with this. We are identified with the BMI. What is this identified? Tadatma. What is this tadatma? That means tad ev atma, tadatma. That is my atma, this body is atma. I am so much identified with this that this has become atma. Now you tell me, can this be your atma? There are two different things. We have got two things only. One is inert matter, which is body, and another is consciousness. Which is Chetan. The nature of both of them are different altogether. Body is changing and perishable, limited in time and space. Chetan is eternal, not limited in time and space, not limited in object. How can they unite? They can never unite. There cannot be any identification between these two. But this has come. Why this has come? Because of my ignorance. Because of my ignorance, this has come. I was put in jail when I was dreaming. I tried my best to come out from the jail. I was not successful. When I wake up, I find I was never in jail. Mahatma gives very good example of a potter and his donkey. So one day the potter forgot to take the rope and the donkey knows his route where he has to go, where the potter used to make the pots, the wheel is there. So he used to carry the clay from river and bring it to his home and make the pots. So one day while he was making, he brought the donkey, but he forgot the rope. And now this potter was worried. I have not brought the rope today. If I start doing this, making this pot, this will go away here and there. I will not be able to concentrate. And he was trying his best to make that donkey sit. And the donkey will not sit. Then some Mahatma came, what is your problem? Well, I forgot the rope. Mahatma said, you do one thing. You just do like this thing, as if you are tying him, and then put the cake like this thing, and the donkey sat down.
He pretended.
Donkey accepted that. In the evening, again problem. The potter tried to make him get up, started beating him with the stick. He will not get up. Again, Mahatma ji came, well, what happened? Well, now he's not getting up. It's the time to go home. He said, again, untie. This is our story. This is not the story of donkey. We are also tied here with the objects of the world, with this body and all that. Tu daivaka jeeva vindati. Tu indicates only some different people, some rare people can get this knowledge. Who are those? Those who have got daivika gun. What is that daivika gun? Pure hearted. Number one, he has to be pure hearted. Who is pure hearted according to our scripture? Sadhan chatushtay sampanna. What is sadhan chatushtay? We have all studying tattva bodha, sat sampatti and mumuchyutam. Pure hearted. And daivika gun. Daivika gun are stated in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. Slok number 1, 2 and 3 state these are the daivik gun. What are those? I will tell you only one sloka. Abhyam sattva sansuddhi jnana yoga vyavasthita danam damascha yagyascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. So you have to cultivate this daivik gun. When these qualities come in you, then you become a good seeker. When you become a good seeker, then when you listen to Vedanta, the Vedanta will enter into you. What is the purpose of all these gunas? All these devi gunas, what is the purpose? One purpose, to make your mind peaceful. All gunas has only one purpose. They will quieten your mind. And when the mind is quietened, then you are fit for this knowledge of the self. One who gets this sukh is a divine person. He gets the sarvatma bhav, and something strange happens after that. The whole nature starts acting as per his direction. Whatever sankalpa comes in his mind, it will happen. A realized person has got a sarvatma bhav. He is seeing one in all. He is enjoying that divine state. And the nature, the maya, the prakriti will act according to his wish. Whatever he sees, that will happen. What is our state now? We have to do something, then we get the result. He tells the result first and the prakriti does. That is why we go to the Mahatma and say, Mahatma, please bless me. Mere sir par haath rakh ke mere ko bless karo. We tell and Mahatma, do this thing. Why? We consider that he is a realized person, whatever he says, this will happen. Ignorant loves himself, but the realized loves the whole world. It is divinity. Divinity is purity, beauty, nobility, and glory. We act for happiness, to get happiness. He acts, the realized person acts out of happiness, not for getting anything. We act for happiness. And he, the realized person, acts out of happiness. He is enjoying bliss. What we have to do? The cause of this bondage is aham vritti. And how to remove that aham vritti, Raman Maharshi has already discussed. Do you remember? Idam vritti and aham vritti. Then aham vritti is also a vritti. Is playing as a subject and object both together. When you start thinking about that, you will find it's not there. Mani mama. Search mani mama is no more there. Amriti is like that only. In bhakti mark, the same thing is done by salokya, samipya, sarupya, sayujya. This is the bhakti mark. But here, you don't have to do all these things. Straight you have to go. So once you get this experience, you can never forget it. It is just like if you touch fire, one experience is sufficient. Do you want to burn your finger again in lifetime? No. One experience of touching the fire is sufficient. Gurudev used to give a beautiful example of that. Well, it is just like electricity yoga. Well, Atma Darshan is like electricity yoga. You want to have the experience of electricity? Well, okay, take out the bulb, then go and slowly put your finger in that, touch it. One experience is sufficient. Would you need second experience of that electricity? Never. Similarly, one experience of consciousness, even for 1 second or 2 seconds, is sufficient. You don't require it that every time I should go into the meditation and enjoy that. No. One is sufficient.
Aham apetakam nija vibhanakam.
Ahamapetakam nijavibhanakam
Mahadidam taporamanavagiyam
Mahadidam taporamanavagiyam
Ahamapetakam nijavibhanakam
Ahamapetakam nijavibhanakam
Mahadidam taporamanavagiyam
Now Raman Maharshi is telling about the austerity. What is the supreme austerity? What is the supreme tapas? He is telling about that. Apetakam aham idam mahat tapas nijbivanakam iyam Raman Vaka. Iyam Raman Vaka, this is the uttering of Raman Maharshi. And this uttering is based on his personal experience. What is that? Apetakam, devoid of. Aham, this ego. You have to drop this ego. Idam, this self-inquiry. Mahat tapas, it is a great tapas. Self-inquiry is the great tapas. Why it is great tapas? Because nijbibhanakam, revealer of the self. Iyam, this is the revealer of the self. Meaning, the total meaning is that this self-inquiry devoid of ego is a great tapas, which is revealer of the self. This is the self-realized truth uttered by say Raman. We call it aptavakya. Whatever is the uttering of a realized person is the aptavakya. Aptavakya means praptavakya. He has already realized that, praptavakya. So whatever Raman Maharshi is saying, Well, it's the realize, is the aptavakya. To do or to get anything from the world, we have to do action. And the actions can be physical action. Superior to the physical actions is your mental action. They are more subtle. That is why the laborers are paid less and the think tank people get millions. Because it is subtle. But ignorance, people think that for removing this ignorance or realizing the self, we have to do lot of actions. Physical action, mental action, people think that realizing the self is much more subtler, so we have to do more actions. What is the truth? Can you get it by action? Never. Why? What can you get by action? Only four things. Utpadya. Something is not there, you can create it. Utpadya. Then? Vikarya. Vikarya means you can modify it. Sanskarya means you can purify it. And prapya, you can attain it. Apply it on Atma. Can you produce Atman? It's eternal. Can you modify Atman? थोड़ा सा modify कर देते हैं, छोटा बड़ा करो इसको. No. Can you purify Atman? No. Can you attain that Atman? That also no, because you already have got. So by action, Shankaracharya says that you can do only these four things. And these four things are not applicable in Atman. So no action is required for that. Then what is required? Only self-inquiry is required. And this is the greatest tapas. Only the self-inquiry is required, which is, according to Raman Maharshi, is the greatest tapas. Why it is greatest tapas? Well, manascha indriyanam ekagra param tapaha. This is what the scripture says. Well, mind and indriya you have to control, but that is the greatest tapas. Without the control of mind and intellect, you cannot enter into the inquiry. You remember your sadhan chatushta? In sat sampatti, it is already said, samdham, control of mind, control of senses, everything is written there. It's all related to mind. So these controls are required. So this is param tapas. There is no physical tapas, no fasting. It is somebody said, I am doing physical tapas standing on one leg. Other said, you are standing on leg, I am standing on head. I am doing sirsasana, better than you. This both is boosting your ego. And what we have to do, we have to go beyond ego. We have to destroy our ego. So thinking about the source of your all thought is the greatest tapas. Sravan is the most difficult part of sadhana. Most difficult part is the sravan part. Because the Vedanta is a very heavy material. And the Mahatmas, they make it light by putting in jokes. Beech beech mein joke lagate hain, uske baad mein then it becomes, you start enjoying little bit. So that is why 45 minutes maximum you can study Vedanta, not more than, after that it will not enter your head. So Raman Maharshi says, this is very simple and direct solution. Only you have to inquire, that much you have to do, no actions required. How simple and direct it is, no actions required. This is called Gyanmay Tapas. This tapas name is Gyanmay Tapas. And the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhavo Gyan Tapsa Puta Mad Bhavam Agata. Those who have done this Gyanmay Tapas, Bhavo Puta. Puta means the purified ones. Bhavo, many, many people, they have come and they have become one with me. Mad Bhavam Agata. They have become one. What we have to do? We have to do this self-inquiry. This is Gyanmay Tapas. This is the utterance of Raman Maharshi. After listening 30 verses also, nothing happened. What is to be done? So our Gurudev used to say, you start reading verse number 1 again. How long we have to study? Well, so long it doesn't become your own knowledge, continue your sadhana. And reflect. Shravan you have done. You have understood. You don't have any doubt. You don't have any question. The manan part you have not done. The tea cup has got the sugar you have put, but you have not stirred it. Unless you stir it, you won't get the sweetness. So you have to do, reflect on it and continue study. How many times? So long you are not successful in your effort, continue doing. So we'll chant verse number 1.
Karturagya prapyate palam karma kim param karma tajjaram. Karturagya prapyate palam kartu param karma tajjaram. Karma kim param karma tajjaram.
So with the grace of Gurudev and the blessings of Guruji, we could complete this text. And I thank all of you for giving us an opportunity to reflect upon Upadesar once again. So next day I am going to Indiana, next Saturday, Sunday. So there will not be any class. You can come and reflect and discuss on Upadesar. We will see the thought flow of the whole Upadesar. Not this Saturday, not this Sunday, next Sunday. Next that Sunday. Will be on the 10th. Oh, 10th will be also, we were in Badri, na?
Mother's Day.
17th we'll do. And after that, we'll start some new text. And another announcement, on 8th of May, we are doing Paduka Puja. So whatever knowledge you are getting, it is because of the Guru Shishya Parampara. Because our Sadguru, Swami Chinmayananji, Gurudev, started this Guru Shishya Parampara, and we are getting that knowledge, you are also getting the same knowledge. So we should also pay our tribute to Gurudev on his birth centenary. So all of you must sponsor and come for the puja. Sign later on. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Bhavana Hari Om.